Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and I'm here again with a guest, Kent Boxberger. And today we will be talking about healing your health, money, and relationships in 2018. There's a lot of very interesting things happening astrologically that Kent is aware of. And, of course, we're in the time of ascension. So this is probably a very unique time with unique opportunities. Welcome, Kent.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here with you today, Susan, as always.
So, would you like to tell your audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get right into 2018 and the opportunities that it presents?
Yeah. Well, telling about myself is a long story, but we'll keep it short. Really just taking it day by day here on planet Earth these days. We're at the end of 2017. It's been a crazy ride for everybody. This year has been a tremendously challenging year in many ways. Most everybody I know and probably everybody that's listening would agree with that. It's been a sort of an endings type of year. So maybe we can get into that a little bit. But and then as we head into 2018, I think we're going to see quite a bit more action in terms of movement forward in our lives. So as far as I'm concerned, I have a class each week that it's called Conscious Metaphysics. And I do one-on-one, so if you want to find me, you can check out my website and go from there. There's information there, and kind of go from there.
Great. Well, what's happening astrologically at this point, and why is this period different than other just New Year's coming on?
Well, it doesn't take, Susan, anybody very long to realize that we're living in some times now that we've never seen before. All you have to do is flip on the television or look on the Internet, and you'll see around you the manifestations of things happening at record levels. You know, today is December the 21st, 2017, ironically, exactly 5 years today. I mean, this show is going to air on the 30th or somewhere in that neighborhood, I know. But as we speak right now, we're recording this right on the winter solstice, the day of the winter solstice, powerful day, one of the two powerful days of the year. But in addition to that, exactly 5 years ago was December the 21st of 2012, which was the culmination of the equinoxes. And as you know, the Mayan calendar ended, the 26,000 years ended exactly 5 years ago on this day. And so there's huge significance as to what's happening on this day for everyone on the planet, in more ways than most people understand. And, of course, some of the manifestations we see right now happening, for instance, as early as yesterday, December 20th, the United States, for the first time in 31 years, had the most massive tax cut ever put together in its over 200-year history. Tremendous movement, and, of course, as we look at what's been going on in the United States, record level stock market gains. I think there's 83 new highs since President Trump took over. Those types of things, unemployment at the lowest level it's been in 23 years, and I could just go down the list, blah, blah, blah. But the big thing is we can see the changes. We can see how rapidly things are happening. And today, astrologically, this marks a five-year ending, actually. It's a five-year cycle that began December 21st of 2012. So for the collective consciousness, yes, it's a major movement. But for us individually, in your life, and everybody that listens to life, I can guarantee you there's something in your life that is culminating in a major, major way, whether it has to do with a health issue, whether it has to do with a relationship issue or a big money issue. And I'll just tell you right now that money is in the limelight right now and will be for the next year from now in a huge way. And that's why you're seeing things like tax reform happening and so forth and so on. So we can talk a little more about that if you want.
Okay. And we've got Saturn moving into Capricorn. What does that mean?
Well, that was my next jump-off point here, because in addition to today being December 21st, the winter solstice, yesterday, this week on into January the 2nd is the most unique time period we've ever seen. In fact, the astrological alignments that we have over this period that actually started on the 19th, and the day that December the 19th, 2 days ago, is when Saturn moved into in Capricorn. It went into its home station, and this is a big deal. Saturn only goes through a sign once every 30 years. It only goes through its home sign once every 30 years. It started on the 19th, and it'll take Saturn about 3 years to live in Capricorn. For the next 3 years, we're going to see Saturn in Capricorn. So people that have major Capricorn energy and where their Saturn's at need to take a look at their chart and look at what's going on, because it's going to impact everybody tremendously. Now, Saturn, real quickly, is more than anything probably has to do with our foundations, the foundations of our life, the things that hold up the structure in our life, our money, our homes, our cars, our taxes. It represents governments, government structures. Without government, we really, the lights wouldn't be on, electricity wouldn't flow. So it's a structure of things. And so we can see how the restructuring of governments, not only in the United States, but around the world, is happening at a very rapid and deep historic pace. For instance, I'll just give you an example, the cycle, the timing. It was 31 years ago when the last tax reform happened. Well, Saturn was in Capricorn. It just entered. It was in Capricorn. So here we are 30 years later, and we have tax reform again, right as Saturn enters Capricorn once again. So, yes, it's a big deal for everyone. So we're going to see, actually, everyone's going to see a complete restructuring of what they consider their foundations in their life. So most people's identities are going to change over the next 3 years massively. And in this upcoming year, 2018, you're going to see a tremendous jump in what you might call your personal identity. Who you thought you were is not who you really are, and you're going to see the manifestation of that occur. Actually, in fact, it's not going to just be in your head. The last 3 years with Saturn in Sagittarius, the energy has been about everyone really examining their belief systems, because Sagittarius is about truth, it's about belief system, it's about what's in your head, what you believe to be true, and what you don't believe to be true. So the last 3 years has been a time of everyone trying to consider what they really believed in about themselves, about their spirituality, about the government, about the president, about anything, UFOs, it doesn't matter. Belief systems for the last 3 years have been under the microscope by everybody with Saturn and Sag. When Saturn moves into Capricorn like it did 2 days ago, what happens next there is whatever we come to conclusions about or hashed out in our belief systems over the past 3 years, whatever we worked through, is now going to manifest. It's going to bring it down into physical existence. That's what Capricorn is. It's an earth sign. It's a grounded sign. It is bringing in, and this is about money too, guys. I mean, this is not just, spiritual, ethereal stuff. This is physical things, people, money, your physical health, your physical body. In fact, in class last night, so many people noticed that they've had a shift in their physical body in the last 4 or 5 days in a major way. And so physically, and some people have gotten sick, some people have noticed they can't eat the same foods they used to, some things. They've had to shift things with their digestion, many digestion problems. This is all part of Saturn moving into Capricorn, because what you used to be able to do, you can't do anymore. You have to change in order to move with the energy. So it's an exciting, but it's a very, I would say flexibility is going to be the key word for the next 12 months at least.
Yeah. So What about relationships? What is going to happen?
Well, Jupiter moved into the planet Jupiter, the biggest planet in the solar system, one of the biggest dancers that affects us, moved into Scorpio October the 10th. And this is a big, big deal because it was in Libra for the past year up until October 10th. And when it's in Libra, Jupiter only goes through a sign every 12 months. Okay, once every year it goes through a sign. So we all have a Jupiter return, you know, in our charts once every 12 years. Mm-hmm. So when Jupiter's in Libra, it forces us to redo all of our relationships. Everything that we thought about, whether it's love, whether it's family, whether it's our neighbor, workmates, the past mm-hmm. year up till October 10th was about reanalyzing our relationships, whether we knew it or not. So a lot of people saw a lot of people leave their life. They exited so that new mm-hmm. people could come in. And so lots of relationships went away over the past 12 months. And mm-hmm. some of these are very deep. A lot of people got divorces. People that you used to work with disappeared. People that were partners in businesses suddenly disappeared. Well, now that it's in Jupiter, when Jupiter moves into Scorpio, which it's in now for the next year, what you did with all those relationships now is basically starting over. So this new, coming into Jupiter now, we're going to form brand new, deeper, more beneficial relationships over the next year. So especially right now with Saturn moving into Capricorn like it just did, it's going to highlight brand new relationships in the next year. But on another note, let's talk about Jupiter and Scorpio as a whole, because this is a big, big deal. And the way we're seeing this Jupiter and Scorpio energy, because Scorpio has to do with deep spiritual things, money things, mm-hmm. And even health things. So what are we seeing? We're seeing a revamp of the tax system, okay? This is Jupiter and Scorpio along with Saturn and Capricorn together. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more new disclosure information about UFOs and extraterrestrials and aliens. We just saw this week how CNBC and Fox and all the major networks, the New York Times came out with a piece, a public piece.
Somebody said CNN had something, too.
Well, it was on all the major networks, but it started with mm-hmm. CNN, ironically, which is interesting. But all of a sudden, you know, we have Ralph Blumenthal's interview with CNN mm-hmm. How the Pentagon has been funding a UFO study for since 2007 to 2012. They mm-hmm. spent $22 million secretly on the UFO study because of all the Pentagon, the Navy and the Army and the military.
All the fighter pilots seeing all the ships.
Right. They've had so many encounters. In the yeah. past few years, that they've actually earmarked a lot of money. Now we've known for years about yeah. all this secret money that's being spent behind the scenes mm-hmm. that nobody knew about, that the government was spending big time. Well, now with Jupiter and Scorpio, whenever Jupiter is in Scorpio, it magnifies anything that's hidden. So things that are hidden over this next year, which started in October. For instance, mm-hmm. the JFK files, Trump released the JFK files in October, right after Jupiter went into Scorpio, because mm-hmm. this is what it does. It brings things that are hidden to the surface so you can see what they really are. So what do we have? We have things that are being disclosed. So now this week, mm-hmm. With Jupiter in Scorpio and Saturn just moved into Capricorn, now we're seeing millions of dollars, and this is fact, not fiction. It's being proven that we have UFO concerns, and we're spending money on it, the Pentagon, the military, and they even showed a video of a UFO that the military had filmed by one of the fighter pilots, and they showed that on CNN, mm-hmm. and was as they interviewed Ralph Blumenthal, who's of course a writer of the New York Times, and yeah. so this is a symptom of Jupiter and Scorpio, which. Yeah. Over the next year, you're going to see a major disclosure on these types of things, the UFOs, aliens, things off-planet, and so forth and so on. But it's not just going to be hearsay or conspiracy theorist back in the closet somewhere throwing stuff out. It's going to be factual. It's something different.
Yeah, I used to hang out with the fighter pilots doing alert. Have you ever heard about alert? They
would
stay down in New Orleans, and the F-15s could be in the air within 10 minutes. And so there were three things that scrambled them. And they stayed on alert. I mean, there was always two fighter pilots on alert at all times. And whenever they went out, it was either being a drug plane, you know, that was trying to come in under the radar, a Russian MiG, or a UFO. Those were the three things they would encounter.
Yeah.
That was alert. That was what they, you know, they would scramble for one of those three things.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's been going on a long time, you know.
It really has, but it's been hidden by the deep state on purpose as things go. And now we're seeing with this new administration, of course, and the way things are unfolding now, even today we see that the UN, the United States, just declared that they are not going to fund the UN or support the UN just because 128 countries voted against the United States. On the move of the Jerusalem capital from Tel Aviv in Israel. And so you're seeing things that are hidden come to the fore. Again, this is another Saturn in Capricorn government thing with the United States declaring Jerusalem the capital of Israel. It was almost 30 years ago when they actually moved it to Tel Aviv. And so, again, you can see the cycles that we deal with the energy of the planet. So this upcoming year, however, now we're at the very end of 2017, and we have another powerful day tomorrow. And, of course, by the time this airs, you'll be able to look back at this and see what happened in your life, because today's the 21st. But tomorrow, the 22nd, the planet Mercury goes direct after being retrograde for 3 weeks. On the same day that the sun enters Capricorn, it's been in Sagittarius. So now we have another energy that I predict over today or tomorrow. When the sun moves into Capricorn, we're going to have five planets all in Capricorn, five major planets. And this is a big, big ending to 2017. Because on January 1st, and most people that will hear this, if they hear it on the December the 30th, the ones that do, will be able to understand that on January 1st is a full moon in Cancer. And then the very next day, Uranus, the planet of shock and awe and innovation, goes direct after being retrograde for 6 months. So we can look for something that first week of January to break loose in a big way. That's been, you might say, stuck, and it should be very shocking. It should be something that's out of the blue that we weren't expecting to see, either in our personal lives or collectively on the planet, for sure, that first week of January, only because when Uranus goes direct, that energy kind of releases in a way that brings something to the fore that we didn't see coming.
And it could be something with disclosure if it's Uranus, right?
It could be, and I've been saying since the summer that by December, the end of December, we were going to perhaps have another major visit, like the Phoenix Lights event of 1987, to that extent, only even larger. I kept getting that we were going to have some kind of UFO activity on some level. Well, I didn't expect really that we were going to have a major disclosure on CNN and all the major networks about, you know, the government.
That was very interesting, yeah.
But right behind this, I feel like we could, in the next couple weeks, could very well, very easily, have a major sighting somewhere in the world that would be newsworthy and actually, with the energy
make
we're in,
the news, yeah, right.
Could actually not be buried like it was in the past. It could be actually be reported accurately in some way. That could possibly happen because of the alignments that we have right now and so powerful. You see, we haven't had this particular alignment of planets that we have right now through January the 2nd, we've never had this group of planets ever in our lifetime. This particular setup with humans on planet Earth. Now, mm-hmm. we've had the alignment before, but it was way before we actually were here in a recording.
Yeah, the CIA Operation Mockingbird, Project Mockingbird, is reportedly involving Facebook, Google, Twitter, and the mainstream media, and the deep state control of those. So if indeed that is being dismantled, then the timing is right then for some of these things to be reported that otherwise would have never been reported because of the wishes of the powers that be that these not be on the mainstream media. So
yeah.
That's going on now too.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know to what extent it is, but I guess as we go into 2018, if we start hearing, the what's really going on in the world rather than just some, reporting of these different false flags and everything, that you're only getting a very skewed view of what really happened. We'll know if Project Mockingbird was dismantled.
Yeah. Well, we're in a time period now that we're in uncharted territory, actually, humanity is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of making it up as we go. And what we're seeing is the crumbling or the dismantling of some systems that we never thought we'd ever see dismantled and come apart. And never thought.
Well, most people never even knew they existed.
Well,
they didn't.
Most people didn't and still don't and really won't for quite some time. It's a process. It's a slow beginning. But we're seeing how these systems are coming apart. For instance,
mm-hmm.
Let's just look real quickly at what's happened with the subject of Bitcoin over the past mm-hmm. few months. Out of nowhere, basically, we have a so-called currency that really has no assets that is literally sweeping the world right now. There are countries that are creating cryptocurrencies faster than we can keep track of right now, and that wasn't happening 6 months ago. There mm-hmm. are over 900 cryptocurrencies now that you can buy and use. Bitcoin, of course, is the one that's on the news because it's the biggest and it's been around the longest. But these cryptocurrencies, all of a sudden, the whole financial system, the financial idea of money as we know it, is changing. And this has never occurred before like this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see, in fact, this is part of the change in the financial system, and this year we're going to see a major, major, major change in the financial system, because astrologically, by the time we get to May of this year, in May is a big, big key month. I would tell everyone to mark the month of May on your calendar, because the planet Uranus that I just spoke of, that's going direct on January 2nd, by the time we get to May the 15th, Uranus will be entering a new sign. It's going to enter the sign of Taurus. And what's so significant about that is that Uranus only goes through a sign once every 7 years. It stays in a sign for 7 years. Well, it's entering Taurus for the next 7 years, beginning May 15th. It's been in Aries. Well, when Uranus is in Aries, it literally just blows things up for 7 years and without telling you why. It basically just blows everything up and kind of just, because it's a fire sign, and it kind of just destroys things as it goes without really any, it doesn't make any sense. And that's what's been happening for the past 7 years in a sense. You could probably vouch for that in your own life. Well, when it enters Taurus is a grounded earth sign, it's a totally different energy, because what it's going to do there, it's going to shake up Earth-type things. We're going to see more Earth problems, more earthquakes, more volcanoes, more hurricanes. They're going to be more intense. In fact, I predict probably a very high probability that we're going to see either a major earthquake or a volcano sometime between May the 15th and June the 15th in that window. Because when Uranus enters Taurus, it shakes up the Earth. That's what it does. It's major. And the second thing that it affects is the financial system, because Taurus rules money and the foundational money, because it's ruled by Venus, which is your love and money planet. So when Uranus hits Taurus, it shakes up the financial system and it shakes up the planetary foundations of weather and the Earth and so forth and so on. So we're going to see, I predict, sometime during this summer, we're going to see a major financial shift of some kind that's going to stick with us for quite a while. It's going to be really something, because we have Mars going retrograde in July, and Mars only goes retrograde about every 18 months, and then we have Venus at the end of the year going retrograde. Both of those planets only go retrograde every couple of years. They both happened in the same year this year, which is another significant thing. There's much more. Sooner than that, however, we're in the month of January now. I mean, most people will be interested in this. When we come off this Uranus movement in January the 2nd going direct, there won't be, all the planets will be direct for about a little over 2 months until March 8th. So we're going to have direct energy with no retrogrades, which is really, really nice in the cosmos, because it helps us really manifest and get things set during that time period. So from January the 2nd to March the 8th, we have no planets retrograde at all in the solar system. It's a really strong time to really change some things and get them in place and get them solidified. However, January the 31st, we have a full moon eclipse in Aquarius. And so that full moon is a complete full lunar eclipse. So that is a powerful, really a powerful time. I'm sorry, it's in Leo. I said Aquarius. It's in Leo. It's a very powerful. When we have a full moon eclipse, you know, we had a full solar eclipse August 21st this year, and then we saw what happened after that, all the hurricanes and record-setting hurricanes and so forth and so on, and lots of political stuff. This full moon lunar eclipse is a big deal, the end of January, because it's in Leo, another fire sign. More disclosure of hidden things in our lives, and this will be things that will affect things of the heart, because Leo's about the heart. It's about, you know, we could see some major people, political figures, maybe Hollywood stars, people that are famous. We could see some people leave the planet that were near and dear to our heart, perhaps, or even family members. I mean, Leo rules the heart, so this is a real interesting time to make sure that, from a health standpoint, that your heart is healthy between now and then, okay? Because the pressure, the energy, you know, we may see a really high increase in heart attacks right around the end of January, okay, the first part of February. Because this Leo full moon lunar eclipse, total eclipse, is in Leo, is about the heart, about deep heart center things and things that are hidden. So don't be surprised to hear of somebody suddenly, maybe somebody very, very famous, maybe a rural leader, suddenly having a heart attack and just dropping over dead out of nowhere. I mean, this is the kind of energy that we're going to be having. So we want to be real careful around the end of January, 1st of February, between eclipses. February 15th, we have the solar eclipse in Aquarius. That window of time, we don't really want to tax our heart with anything too strenuous. It's time to really kind of chill out, actually, from a health standpoint. So mm-hmm. drink a lot of water.
Sounds good.
So, what else?
Well, no.
You know,
what do you think's going to happen with international relationships like North Korea?
Well, it's interesting. The world stage right now is being shaken up, of course, like never before. We just like the news today about, you know, the United States and Jerusalem. The UN information. I don't ever remember a president in the history of this country or really any other country telling the UN that, well, you know, we're not going to give you any more money. We're not going to participate anymore because you just kind of dissed us on this vote here. And we're going to, Nikki Haley said, you know, we're going to keep track of all the countries that voted against us. And there was 128 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to keep track of all of you. We're not going to forget that you voted against us here. Kind of a threat, mm-hmm. in a sense. So you've kind of got this shakeup going on here between countries internationally, and you're seeing alliances that we've never seen before. For instance, Saudi Arabia now is really sided with the United States in a very powerful way mm-hmm. over the past year in order to come together in a way to really stamp out ISIS. It's been about really destroying and getting rid of ISIS in the Middle East and Iraq and Syria, and that's happened. You know, think back. I mean, mm-hmm. nobody's ever been able to do that. Well, you know, here in a year, Iraq just publicly announced last week that they were completely liberated from ISIS, and so did Syria through Russia. Russia was on. They both did that. Well, these are historic movements, guys. So now you have, you know, again, you have all these people that are being called out, these crooks around the world. Mm-hmm. Look at all the Saudi Arabian princes, the billionaires that have been stealing money for decades from people, now have been caught, arraigned. They had to give over, I don't know what the number, it was some astrological $100 trillion or something back in order to have mm-hmm. their freedom. This is stolen oil money, you know. Same way with Iraq, same way with Syria. So when it comes to North Korea, we know for a fact, I say we, that's we, know that the odds of North Korea firing a missile, a nuclear missile off, is right around 15%, the probability of it. And I got this from, well, actually it was from a channel by Bashar, which he channeled that information about a month ago publicly,
mm-hmm.
and said that the probability factor as it sits right now is about 15% probability that Korea will actually fire a missile off, a nuclear missile mm-hmm. that will actually be set forth to destroy people. And he even said there's a 37% chance that the United States would retaliate against them, but there's a 0% chance that the United States would initiate a nuclear war. He also said that there's a 100% chance that there will not be a nuclear world war. 100% chance. So we kind of know that there will never be a nuclear world war, despite all the fears. But
right.
we know that there could, but he said there could be an incident. There could be a nuclear incident, which means there
right.
could be
yeah. an exchange
something.
Thing.
Yes, something,
yeah.
But not a war. So
mm-hmm.
the other thing we know, and I got this cry on recently, channeled disinformation, that the head of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, really doesn't want to initiate an attack. A nuclear attack on the United States or anyone else, like Russia or China, anyone, because he knows that in an instant it would be his demise.
Right.
In an instant, it would be the end of North Korea as you know it. Because So what he's doing and what he's good at and what he's really a master of is he wants to just taunt somebody like the big dog, like the United States in the world, taunt President Trump, so that he can try to keep his credibility with his people in North Korea. Now, without actually initiating a nuclear attack. Now, the other thing that we kind of have wind of is they're really trying to get inside of North Korea and remove him. Just get him out, because there's no way that actually that whole thing in North Korea is ever going to change with him in power.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you see some of his people actually escaping. Yesterday, another person defected again and crossed the line in South Korea.
Right. Yeah.
So something's going to change there. And what's interesting is his birthday, he's a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sun enters Capricorn tomorrow, okay, for the next month. Saturn just moved into Capricorn. I think there's a really high probability in the next 30 days we could see the removal, actually, of Kim Jong-un in North Korea in some form or fashion, whether he's assassinated or whether they remove him from power in some way, shape, or form. There's a real high probability, based on astrology, that he could somehow be removed from office in the sometime over the next 30 days, and this could have something to do with that Uranus going direct on January the 2nd.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And as we head into this full moon lunar eclipse January 30th, it could also have to do with that energy as well. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying there's a high probability that that could happen now, given mm-hmm. everything. So that's kind of where we sit on that scenario.
Hmm.
So
what do you think about the economy?
Well, as you can see, this economy in the United States, for instance, has been rocking and rolling at record levels. The money is flowing. The numbers are all up. These are past anybody's expectation, despite all the people who said gloom and doom about everything coming in and collapsing and falling apart. Well, none of that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the complete exact opposite. In fact, with this change in administration, it's kind of like the shackles have come off. They are running hard. Now, the sentiment, the public sentiment, has been pushing this forward this past year with record levels in stock market gains. I mean, never in the history of a president has anybody had the stock market gains that President Trump's had. No, mm-hmm. nobody, ever, with the highs, record levels, over and over and over. And everybody thought 6 months ago that this thing was going to tank. It wasn't going to last. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody was wrong. So what we've come to find out, and even we got information from Cryon in a channel about 3 weeks ago that said that the energy has shifted in terms of the financial foundations that were in place mm-hmm. are now much different. And the collapse, as we thought it was going to take place, is not going to happen in that way. In fact, there's going to be some dismantling of financial institutions going forward. In fact, he said that don't be surprised in the next 6 months, and I kind of see this happening in May or June when Uranus hits Taurus. We could see a major bank, a big, big major bank, fold, go down out of nowhere, just suddenly collapse. This could be on the world front, could be over in Europe, but it could be in the United States, but it's going to be a big, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see some more destruction, you might say, of financial foundations, because you can't help from it with Saturn and Capricorn now over the next 3 years. We're going to see this mm-hmm. Continuing, but we don't foresee a major collapse, financial collapse, anytime in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Where it really starts to get a little hairy astrologically is from the middle of the summer on, when Mars goes in retrograde. That's when we start to see some rumblings after Uranus gets into Taurus. The second half of this year would be a year financially to watch all your pennies. And I would say it's a time to really, really be careful about these cryptocurrencies and where you've got your money, because we're going to see more and more hacking of major thefts as we go on with this. So it's going to be real important for people to be careful how they treat their cryptocurrencies and where they put their money and how they store those digital currencies. And my recommendation is to get
it. I agree. I see something happening with that.
Yeah.
There is no security at all when it comes to the digital world. It just doesn't exist. We're in uncharted territory there, and it's bound to have, when you look at all the digital manipulation of the registered voters, you know, the voting system, you look at the manipulation of the stock market digitally, you know, where the people puts on things and then artificially crash things. And then the cryptocurrencies are just ripe for things happening that people didn't know were possible. But a huge amount of money could disappear in a very, very short time. And, I mean, where are you going to go? I mean, if there's no federally insured things against your money leaving Bitcoin, you know, you're just out the money.
Well, you're absolutely right. And in addition to that, an extension of that, that most people are not looking at, and they should, because they're going to get a big wake-up call, is all of your banking pretty much is done now online. Everybody's paying bills.
Yeah, and is that secure?
Transferring money.
Now, right.
Here's what Cryon said 3 weeks ago in a major mm-hmm. channel. And Cryon never talks about money. In fact, all the years I've listened to him, he's never really talked about money and finances much, but this specific channel was about the financial.
Well, Saturn's in Capricorn now. You know, it's all about money.
yes, and government, you know, how government affects the foundations of money. Well, the banking system and anybody that's in the financial markets that really pays attention to the underlying mechanics of our money knows mm-hmm. that we're way overdue for a crash. We're way, way overdue. The mechanics, all the logistics, the derivatives, and everything else are all way off the chart in the red, okay,
mm-hmm.
Of all the major banks around the world. So everybody's kind of been saying, you know, we're way overdue here. All the metrics, everything, even the stock market, everything. So everybody's mm-hmm. been sitting on pins and needles for quite a while wondering when this is going to explode, and it hasn't. But here's the thing. And this is what Cryon brought out. He said that the banking system as you know it is not our future. He did say cryptocurrencies is part of our future. Although it's working itself out and working the bugs out, the banking system mm-hmm. as you know it is not going to be around. He said it's going to be completely revamped. And so what that told us was that what you think is so secure today with your money and even your mm-hmm. online, because it's all online, it's all digital, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's all on a computer, you know, it's all on screens. What you think is so secure, you better diversify into other places, you know?
Right.
You need to put
like
in
real estate,
security,
you know?
Some real estate, some gold, some silver.
Well, just imagine this, Kent. Imagine if there's a pole shift. If there's a pole shift and you don't have hard copies of your bank statements and all of that stuff in the cloud gets wiped out, how are you going to prove what money you have?
Well,
I mean,
exactly.
What would a pole shift do to, I mean, anything that's not on an SSD drive, anything magnetic, anything in the cloud disappears. So that's where the security issues are. Because the U.S. government knows that there's going to be a pole shift probably within the next couple of years.
Yes, I mean, the electromagnetic.
What's that going to do? Now, won't that, what isn't that consistent with what Cryon said? I mean, what would a pole shift do to the current banking financial thing? So my recommendation is go and get paper copies of all of your accounts. You know, go back and get paper copies. At least then you can prove what you have.
Yes, that's a concern. In addition to the hacking, you know, that's happening.
Yeah, well, hacking, I mean, your money can just disappear. And like you say, if you have a traditional, you may have some federally insured money, $250,000 per account, but, you know, that's really nothing if there's a pole shift and everything disappears and you can't prove what you had.
Yes, you need some hard assets. And I tell people this all the time. Diversification is your only security blanket. And you diversify the hard things. You don't put everything. It's like I grew up on a farm and we had chickens. And when you went out to get the eggs every day for chickens, you had two baskets. You didn't carry one. Okay, you carry mm-hmm. two. And the reason you carry two is because you don't keep all your eggs in one basket. Okay,
because
if you fall, if you fall down, you lose your eggs, okay?
That's right, yeah,
so
that's true.
What you do is you buy some hard gold and silver coins, you put your money into some cryptocurrencies, you have some money in your banks and more than one institution. But here's something else, Susan, that I highly recommend, is the savings and loan, or the credit unions are not part of the banking system. They're not derivative-driven. So there's a place you can store
some
money.
They're a lot safer.
Okay, yes. They're one of the diversification.
They're a lot safer.
And your houses, your places like...
You need some real estate. I mean, real estate really does maintain its value pretty well, given that there's not a real estate bubble. You know, where they're artificially increased, like happened in 2008.
Anything that's digital is going to be at risk. So anything that's not digital, it's going to be a safety valve. So my recommendation is don't do any one thing too much. Spread it out and ride this storm out. Because as we head into 2024 and we have a Pluto-Saturn activity that's historic, we're going to see some really crazy, unprecedented financial nightmares occur, I guarantee you. And it's supposed to be safe than sorry. And we're seeing
I'm going to make a suggestion. You know, if you have some extra money, why not buy some things that you use and need? You know, kitchen supplies, paper goods, you know, things that maintain their value, like leather goods or soup cases or things that you can resell. What is very interesting is that if indeed we're going to, you know, be looking at high tariffs from, you know, trade things being put in place so that China is no longer flooding the country with cheap goods, you know, if the tariffs go on, and then if our taxes go up, especially if they put 10, 15, 20% tax on goods, which could occur, especially if the income tax goes away, goods are going to be a lot more expensive. So if you've got some extra money and you've got some areas to store them in, buy things that you're going to use in the future, because you may be getting them, you know, for 40 cents on the dollar. And then 5 years from now, you may be paying $5 instead of $1 for the same thing. So, you know, things that you use, you can actually buy, and you'll probably end up coming out better.
Yeah, absolutely. There's just some common sense things in the diversification department. But the key point is to start looking at some of these things right now, because –
right.
You know, we've got some time. I mean, as far as my belief is that we've got another 6 months of really good times and money flowing and some really historic things happening. And it might even be a little longer. It could be further on into the end of 2018. Actually, we could still see this boom continue in terms of financially and so forth. But at some point with Uranus and Taurus and Saturn and Capricorn over the next 3 years, we're going to see a major financial breakdown in some form or fashion. It may not be the largest thing we've ever seen, but it is going to affect a majority mm-hmm. of people in a major way, and it's going to happen when we're not looking, and we're going to be surprised. And so
right.
I just think that a little preparation now never hurt anything. So
yeah.
But we've got time. I think you're seeing, you know, oil is going to rise now. That you see some activity there. Prices and oil is going to go up. And there's a lot of other things that are very positive going on. There's very positive things happening in the world today. There's a lot of forward movement. You know, right after this tax plan, for instance, over 25 companies now just announced, like AT&T has given 200,000 people a $1,000 bonus now at the end of the year because of the shift in the tax plan now. See, it's creating more income. See, so all these companies now are taking that money they're going to save in taxes. The corporate tax rate dropped 15% roughly, and they're going to dump it back into their companies and their people, which is beautiful. This is just going to fuel more prosperity. So it's a good thing.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
Yeah, it's on the web. My website is just kentboxberger.com. So it's real easy to find, just kentboxberger.com, and that's my website. You can find my website and go there, and if you want to talk about something or anything, just send me an email. We'll go from there.
Great. Well, this is Dr. Susan Cobb with Temple of Health Radio Show. We've been talking with Kent Boxberger about opportunities and trends and astrological ideas that are coming into play in 2018 and what you can do with that with your health, money, and relationships. Please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.